Well, Anna King is an actress, stage fight coach, and singer-songwriter. She was on the AM calendar yesterday talking about combat on the Playhouse stage. Tomorrow, she'll be singing at the Cascade Pub. Welcome, Annie. You have a long career acting.
I do.
Yes, and I think back in 1985, it started out with Alice in Wonderland at the Children's Theater.
Yes.
And you've done a lot of stuff in between that time.
Yes, yes. I've done a lot of acting, and for a little while I was a dancer touring around the country with Danny Burcheski and Paula Mann and Sean McConalog, and then I returned to acting and singing and songwriting.
Well, I noticed that you also played Hedda Gabler. That was a stretch from Alice.
It was. I was 14 for the first role, the ingenue, and then, 40 for... The Hag.
The Hag, okay. In between time, any other highlights you want to talk about?
I really feel like the coming into stage combat was really a big discovery for me, because it's acting in theater at its utmost intensity.
Well, but an awful lot of combat-type plays are like Shakespearean plays.
Yes. Yeah, but there are a lot of more modern plays that are using violence now. I haven't actually done a lot of Shakespeare. Well, I did a piece up here. We did Macbeth, and so I've done a few things like that.
Oh, you did the Macbeth?
Yeah.
That was
interesting,
because you did that in Around.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about music, because you do have a guitar, I noticed.
I do.
Good to bring that with you.
It's like a growth I just had on me.
Oh, okay. So I guess let's talk about when you started the music part of the career.
Well, I've been writing songs since I was 15, but I put out my first album when I was about 26 or something like that. So I've been playing out and recording for about 15 years, something like that. But I'm just beginning to take it more seriously now, and I've received a grant in support of finishing an album I'm currently working on.
Oh, good.
I write a lot of music.
So you play, I guess, what would you call it? What I've noticed in looking up and sneaking into your career via the internet, kind of a little alternative avant-garde spaces, is that fair to say?
Yeah, I would say that. And actually, I really like to play in theater spaces. So like the Bryant Lake Bowl Theater, Open Eye Figure Theater in Minneapolis, because I feel like my songs are really lyrically driven, and so if I can have an audience who can sit and really listen to the words, that means a lot to me.
Critics are comparing you to Patti Smith. Is that okay with you?
That's fine with me. I would make different comparisons, but that one was that's in there, I would say.
Okay. Now, I noticed there are a couple of groups. Explain the Jones. Now, Jones is as in Joan of Arc.
Yes, Joan of Arc, yeah. So that was a theater piece that I wrote. It was a concert theater piece, three different women, all played by me, all based on the archetype of Joan of Arc, and one was a rock star Joan of Arc, and one was a chanteuse who had slept with every man in the world and was sang like these little acoustic songs, and then the last one was the maiden Joan, and she was like the folk rocker. Oh. And she was the closest to Joan of Arc herself.
And I'm also intrigued by a band you play with, Anna King and the Bang Bang.
Yeah, that's my new band.
That's the new one.
That's the new band. Yeah, so I'm here. I miss my boys. They were going to come up, but they couldn't come up. Chadley Copenhaver and Tom Penny. Chadley plays drums, Tom plays bass. We are a little trio, and and I used to come up here. I played with a band called Triangle Park, and Chadley was in that. Mm-hmm. We played the Gunflint a lot, and but now we're Anna King and the Bang Bang.
Okay, well, you busy?
Yeah. We're finishing an album. We have a lot of gigs in July, and it's going
good.
Really well.
Well, the gig you're going to be doing here is tomorrow at the very intimate pub at Cascade, and that's fairly new, and they've had a lot of solo and duo acts there, and seems like it gets a nice attention from folks, and you'll be there tomorrow?
Yeah, 7:30 to 9:30.
Okay. Now, you do have that guitar with
you. I do.
And we're going to...
What should I do with it?
This is our experiment. So
okay.
Let's play a couple of notes on there so Roger can adjust the microphone. It looks like we're okay. And tell me what you're going to do.
This is called Funeral for Fun. It's brand new. I never know when you're gonna show. I see you standing there, all devil may care, and the lights are low, people dance slow to our songs.
Alone by the stereo, I pretend my drink is low, can't stay long. I try to catch your eye, to wave goodbye, but you're gone. And when all is said and done, this ain't a party, it's a funeral for fun. It's hard to see you've moved on so easily. I once was a reason to live. Now I don't even exist. And the lights are low. People dance slow to our song. I moan by the stereo, pretend my drink is low, can't stay long. I try to catch your eye, to wave goodbye, but you're gone. And when all is said and done, this ain't a party, it's a funeral for fun. When all is said and done, this ain't a party, it's a funeral for fun.
Well, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm, thank you.
Nice job for this early in the morning.
That's tricky.
Okay, sounded good. We've been speaking with Annie Anneking. She's an actress, stage fright coach, and a singer-songwriter, obviously. And she'll be at the Cascade Pub tomorrow night.
7:30 to 9:30.
Thank you so much for stopping by and bringing your guitar.
Thank you.
You're going to do a little more stage fighting?
Yeah, we're going to work all this week. We've got great, those kids are great. I started my career here as a beginning choreographer, and I've gotten to see them grow as actors, and I've grown as a choreographer. It's really great. Okay. It's a pleasure.
Well, thank you again for stopping by.
Thank you.